In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Memory is a terrible and a wonderful thing. As we seem all focused on the bombings in Belgium just now, there is memory, not just of those whose lives were lost or who are scarred by the events there, but here too. Many of us may well journey back to 9/11, those we knew, how we felt, the hurt or the anger that lingers in our bones, at not feeling safe anymore, not feeling always safe. And voices fill the airways. Who do we blame? Who are we to watch? Where will it happen next? Do we watch those who seem odd to us, whatever that means? Those of a certain dress, a certain skin tone, a certain beard, a certain faith tradition? Who? Or do we pause and look deeper, beyond the chatter and the clatter of fear, beyond the bravado of politics and walled-in safety promised? Do we come home to ourselves and to community? Do we claim our hope, our families, and our faith? Do we seek some wisdom for how we are to live just now, in our space, in our daily actions, in the decisions we make, in the care that we choose to bear? We have drifted into Holy Week, and we've come now upon the Easter Triduum. And the airways still float with fear. And yet, there's hope for safety. We are reminded, never are we fully safe in this life. And yet God keeps showing up in the strangest of places. We are gathered here tonight. We will return again tomorrow night and then on Saturday for the Vigil of Easter. And we are on a journey into the heart of things, into the heart of God, into the heart of our faith, and in some real sense, the world we occupy travels with us, broken and wanting to be whole. The cross and the resurrection always stand together, and yet they are a journey apart. And the lessons tonight invite us into the intimacy of God's care. In the brokenness of the world, our world. Story lays upon story and says, travel this way with me. And it is God's voice who speaks to us through them. This is a night of great intimacy. Jesus gathers one final time with his closest followers. The world will shift in the days to come, at least their world. And they will know it, and we gather to remember it. Their intimacy is wrapped up in the memory of another intimacy, the Passover. They taste again what it is to be the people of God, the ones that God chose to make safe. How? Long ago, there was a feast before a journey into the yet unknown ways of God. Each household was to share a meal of lamb and hastily baked bread. If the household was small, it was to share it with another household and build community. And every generation was to share this meal throughout all times to prepare and to remember that we journey into God only by intention and by hope. When the dawn comes, freedom will begin. A freedom to listen for God, to grow into what it is to be God's people. It will be a bumpy journey for them of a hopeful life, and we learn it as we go. The Egyptians will reluctantly free the slaves from their harsh life and will be shaped by how closely this freed people choose and listen to God. On that first Maundy Thursday, so long ago, Jesus and his followers gathered for the Passover to remember how God shapes us for the journey by feeding us with hope and care. And yet, Jesus will break it open with a whole new level of meaning. They too were not safe. Jesus knew the hours were numbered. Jesus' way of loving but strongly correcting, his way of pointing to love, puzzled so many, even while it caught others by its sheer truth. Tonight was to be just an intimate circle of friends keeping Passover. And then Jesus breathes into this ancient custom new meaning. Paul tells us the simple and profound words of Jesus as he holds, breaks, and shares the Passover bread. "This is my body for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The usual Passover cup is given as a gift and a mandate. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And then Paul goes on, "For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." Did they grasp what he was doing? It is doubtful. But we do. It left access to himself across the ages for all people who might turn there. Except, of course, then he did more. He punctuated this night with a clear action. We learn of it in John's telling of the Last Supper. The account of the Last Supper in this gospel does not include the narrative that St. Paul gives, or that Matthew and Mark and Luke give. In this account of the Last Supper, Jesus does not take the bread and the wine and say the prayer of thanksgiving and break the bread and share the cup with words. "This is my body, this is my blood, do this in memory of me." In this narrative of the institution of the Lord's Supper, of the Eucharist, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. With this ritual, Jesus shows us how he gives his body and allows his blood to be poured out for us. By this very simple action, Jesus says, "Here I am as a servant for you. Do this in memory of me." Oh yes, take the bread and the cup to your strengthening, your connecting to me. But follow it with an action. Care, serve, become one with me in this enterprise. He leaves with a commandment, his only commandment, and in it sums up all the commandments of God to humankind. "Love one another just as I have loved you, so you are to love one another." The church in her wisdom long ago learned that it was not enough to simply read this story. Like the Passover, we do well to reenact it. It is, of course, ritualized. The clergy assume the role of our Lord, the laity the role of Jesus' disciples, his followers. It creates an intimate moment, For seldom does anyone actually ever touch our feet. Our parents do when we're very young, and we always remember those pudgy little or those skinny little things that were feet that we first touched and felt that warm flesh. And when we're old, others may assist with their care, and sometime in between, we might trust our feet to another. But mostly, we force our feet to do labor, to transport us where we want to go. We watch them dry out with age. We paint a nail or two. And on this night long ago, Peter resisted Jesus. Was it his pride? Was it their relative place in the social order and Peter not wanting to offend it? And that raises for us a similar question. What is our resistance to this ritual? To this way that Jesus may reach out to me? Is it the intimacy? Is it our social station? Is it our sheer sense of independence from one another? The realization that I do not need washing or healing or the saving care of Jesus as it comes to me through another pilgrim on the journey into Christ's service. Perhaps that is what each of us might pray about here tonight. What is it in me that holds me back from God's care as I know it in Jesus? Is there some shame that I bear in my life? Some intimate part of me that could benefit from God's healing coming and touch, which might come in a ritual of hope and cleansing? Or perhaps there's another sin I hold in my heart, or there's someone or some class of person I find hard to love. Perhaps I find someone else's life smelly, objectionable to me. Perhaps there is someone I'm unwilling to love just now. And perhaps it is their feet that I bring here this night and offer to Jesus in this ritual. Whether you come forward or remain where you are, offer your intimate self, or reach by prayer toward another intimate self. Ask for the water of Jesus' intimate compassion. Accept healing and a forgiving touch. Tomorrow, we will taste what it is to watch Jesus' love and compassion be rejected as God's gift held out to all of humanity. But tonight, we taste his deep, deep care. He gives us but one commandment in the gospel: love one another as I have loved you. He then gives himself to us, broken and poured out, and calls us to give our very selves to be broken and poured out in the love for others around us. How much better the world would be if it could learn this. Perhaps the chatter and the clatter of fear would be consumed by a much deeper way. Amen.